ladies and gentlemen, Rita Ora. Woo! Hi, Rita Ora.
Hi. Why is there a Rivita picture right in front of me right now?
Well, Rivita Ora. I wanted a picture of Rivita and Kiora.
You're not the first to have that joke. I used to be called Ribena, Rivita.
Oh, sorry. Okay, bye. That's it.
Have a nice day.
Good morning, guys.
Hi,
morning.
Rita Ora.
I've just listened to you. I was listening to you on the way here.
Thank you.
I mean, not that I don't listen to you
sure.
every day.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you ever heard the show before?
No, Chris.
Brilliant.
Chris, never.
Never.
No, of course I have.
No, you haven't.
I'm happy to be here.
It's nice to have you here.
You have lights in the background.
Yeah. You've been here before, though, right?
Yeah, building. But never with you. You're the only one that I haven't met.
Yeah, you've gone through every radio and DJ. And then leaving me to the last. It's like being the last one picked for sport at school.
Or like the last football player. I was a good football player in school. I used to be the goalie.
You were?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't really moving, I just used to turn around.
Well, I'd like to see that.
And put my hands in the air.
That'll do me.
That's the way you like it.
I'll play football with you.
Turn around and put your hands in the air.
So listen, I've got loads to ask you.
Oh, nice.
This is the first time we've met.
I know, I'm a bit nervous.
Why?
Because I really, really like you.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You have no idea who I am.
I have no idea. I don't know where you're from.
Where am I from?
I don't know. Your accent, I don't know where it is.
I know everything about you.
Uh-oh.
You were born in Kosovo?
Yeah.
And then you moved to the UK straight away that year, or when you're the first year?
When I was one, yeah.
And you went to Catholic school?
Yeah.
You went to Sylvia Young?
Wow, Chris, that's really smart.
Read up on you.
You know everything.
I never knew you were born in Kosovo.
Yeah, I was born in Kosovo. My mum and dad were from Pristina, and then we moved here when I was one.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you have an affinity with Kosovo? Do you feel...
Yeah, I mean, I suppose...
That's where you're from, or do you feel...
To tell you the truth, I don't really remember that much about it, because I was raised in West London, so I'm kind of all about, you know, London, because that's where I'm from, but my grandparents and my aunties and my big family, they're still over there.
Right.
You go back there, then, obviously.
Yeah, I'm actually planning a really big going back surprise.
Oh, well, don't talk about...
What, a musical surprise?
Not surprise anymore.
No, going back to the family surprise.
Right.
No, I felt really kind of honoured because the president asked to meet me. She called me up and she asked to meet me and my parents. And then she just said, you know, we're really proud of what you're doing. And then she said, if you ever need anything, you know, we'd figure it out. So I was like, all right, well,
yeah, like
since
a car.
You asked.
Yeah.
How big is where you're from? How big is that?
It's not
just
big
the president
at all.
Of Kosovo.
Yeah.
Isn't how many people live there?
It's not big at all. I think it's something like... I think it's like 7 million.
Right. So you're probably the only famous person to come from there.
I think I kind of am.
So if I was from there, the president would be ringing me up.
She'd be like, are you sure you're from here?
Yeah.
Your name's Chris.
They wanted to play the equivalent of the Royal Variety. So far, it's a list of you. That's what it is. Hi, so you're going to open the show, Rita, and then you're going to come on at halftime, and then you're going to close the show.
And then you're going to say, thank you, thank you
very much. Yeah, then you're going to say thank you, and then the president will come and do a speech, and then you'll do an encore. What a life. So, look, I'm sure you've been asked all these questions before, but I need to ask it, because I want to know. I want to know how you get from being in West London, singing in a few bars, to meeting Jay-Z. Like...
I wish it was the easiest story to tell, but I don't know how long we've got.
As long as you need.
Basically.
Yes. Rita Ora.
So in and out, in and out, in and out.
That's what happened?
Wow.
That's...
Blimey, I didn't think like, things like that happened.
Yeah,
these
those
days.
The old days of the music industry.
In and out, in and out? What do you want about?
No, there's an In-N-Out burger in America, and they've got, you know, anyway. No, so I was 16 years old, I signed a production deal with a producer. His name was Martin. He then... It didn't work out. The music wasn't the same. So then I went back to college, finished my A-levels.
Right.
And as I was finishing my A-levels, I worked in a trainer shop called Size in West London.
Right.
To make extra money on the weekends. And then with that money, I would travel around London. I would perform in bars and whoever kind of would have me. My dad had a pub.
And what are you singing?
I would sing covers of basically Destiny's Child.
Nice.
What, with a band?
Like,
or
no,
just
with like
tapes?
With tapes.
Right.
Like
you're Killing Me Softly?
Killing Me Softly.
Yeah,
Alicia Keys.
Oh.
I would just.
I keep on falling.
I would just do. I would basically be a live karaoke show.
Yeah, I love that.
Everyone, no one used to care.
And under the name Rita Ora?
Yeah, okay. I used to pretend that they were my own songs. But then I started to write my songs. And, you know, I knew some people when I got signed to the production company. I made some friends. Mm-hmm. So then I went to the studio, had some free sessions. I was grinding, right?
Right, sure.
And then, at the end of it, an A&R mentioned me to Roc Nation.
But you weren't signed before?
No, I was only in production deal. Roc Nation was my first record deal.
So this A&R guy, whoever that person is, sees you, doesn't sign you.
No.
But suggests you to Roc Nation. That's crazy.
Yeah, he saw me when I was in the production deal, so he couldn't do anything at the time. Right. So then I saw him at a Likey Lee show in Camden again.
Right.
And I said, hey, and he was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. You know, I was like, you know, I'm just working. And then he said, oh, okay, come and meet me. So I met him the next day thinking he was going to want to.
Yeah.
So I played in my demos, and all of a sudden he said, you know, I've got someone perfect for you. I was like, who? And he said, his name's Jay Brown and Ty Ty. And I was like, I had no idea who they were at the time.
Right.
So he calls them up on the spot, and they were like, all right, send us some stuff. So I sent them some stuff from my laptop straight away. And then 3-4 days later, I got a call from Jay, and he said, hey, what's up? And I
was like, so Jay-Z calls you?
Right, yes. And Jay Brown, who works with Jay-Z.
Right, hang on. Let me stop. First of all, who's this bozo that gets you in, doesn't sign you, and then palms you off like... I don't know whether that's a very nice thing to do, or the guy's an idiot.
But is that only because his hands were tied? He couldn't.
I know that he had
it.
Some commitments, and I don't think his boss wanted him to do it.
Wow,
what a mistake to make!
So who calls you? Who phones you?
So I get a phone call from Jay Brown, who works with Jay.
Right.
Right on Roc Nation, and he goes, "Hello." I was like, "Hello," and I was outside EMI actually.
Right.
I just had a publishing meeting or something like that, and then. He goes, hey. I was like, hey. It was like a plus something something number. I've never had that number in my life. And then he goes, you know, he was like, you know, I really like your demos. And I was like, hey. And then over the 3 days, obviously I Googled him and I found out how big he was. Right. And then, you know, I got Jay on the phone. And then he was like, hey, what's up, kid? I was like, oh my God.
That's an intimidating phone call, surely.
I hope he didn't do that down the phone. That would be very irritating. He's like, yeah, tuck it in. Good Lord.
No, but it was a moment I'll never forget. And then the next day I got on a plane to New York.
So they fly you out to New York?
They flew me out.
Do they fly you out first class?
No. Do you want me to tell you how they flew me out?
Yeah.
Oh. So you think, you know, it's Roc Nation. You think it's Jay-Z, you know, everything. All I'm saying is even the biggest make you pay your way. I mean, make you work your way through.
Really?
Right? Which now I can say I'm so grateful for.
So they put. So they go, come out and see us. So he goes, come out and see you in New York. I know that doesn't sound massively like.
See, I imagine you get treated like the Dankershans on that telly advert. So, you know?
What telly advert?
No, it's for an airline one.
So I go to. I've never heard of this airline before.
Right.
Air India, right? I never knew it existed.
They flew you economy on Air India?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Jay-Z?
He probably didn't personally do that. But, you know...
Did you have to go via Delhi or somewhere?
I don't think they even checked if I had my seatbelt on when we were landing. I'm not even joking.
That's me thinking you'd be flying upper class on Virgin or BA First or something.
No, but I think when I returned, it was a different story.
Yeah, it was a premium economy with Qantas.
Kenya Airways.
So I can tell you that I returned with about 50 pair of trainers, better trainers than I left with.
Right. Well, which is that's really important when you're going for the meeting of your life with Jay-Z.
Yeah,
like, Jay, this is so good to meet you. Where are the best trainers round here? I'm not talking about the ones you can get anywhere.
Do you want to know?
I
wish. No, it's because I scuffed a bit of my trainer, so I wiped it off, and he said, you don't need to do that. And then he took me and bought me a new pair of trainers.
Oh, that's nice. You should have said, that's very sweet, but I'd much prefer to fly first class back home. So you have a meeting with him, and are you papping yourself when you sit in front of him for the first time?
You know
time?
What? I obviously couldn't believe what I was doing. I was by myself. You know, I went by myself. My mum and dad stayed in London. She actually didn't even really know who he was until I sang 99 Problems.
Right. And she goes, yeah.
And then she went, oh, yeah, that one.
How old are you at this point?
21.
Wow.
I met him when I was turning 18, so I was 17.
Oh, yeah, so you were 17, 18 when you met him, when you went out there?
Yes. And then we finished the deal, we finalised it. Well, he offered it, you know, when I was there, but we finalised it when I turned 18. Bit of a journey.
That's crazy.
I know, I couldn't really believe it. I went back, I was like, Mum, I got a record deal. She was like, a what?
But what a dramatic way for it to happen.
Yeah, I think, to tell you the truth, it was such a long... I felt like it was just taking forever, and then all of a sudden, it was like my window just came, if you know
it's proper
I mean.
All or nothing, that, isn't it?
It kind of is. It was really a timing. I don't know how to say it, but I think timing is just so important. Mm. I feel like if that happened when I was, like, 16, it wouldn't be like this today, because I wouldn't know what to sing or write about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Because at 16, you're too young. You want to wait till you're at least 17.
Yeah.
When you're a lot more mature.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Chris.
I know. I get you, Rita.
And do you see anything of this guy that didn't sign you?
No, but to tell you the truth, I actually met him after I got signed.
Yeah, was he begging outside record, EMI?
At a record place, and I'm not going to tell you where. Or
was he selling records?
At the time. But he looked at me, he said, so that was all for a reason. Do you know what he did? Before I had that meeting with that A&R, I actually met the boss of that A&R. He went and bought me 50 CDs and said, go get inspired. Can you believe that?
What is it with older men buying you stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Jay-Z's buying you trainers, this dude's buying you CDs.
No, but I think it was all worth it. I was about 15 and I cried. I was like, I can't believe he just did that to me.
What are you now, 21?
Yeah.
I'll buy you an egg sandwich from the cafe across
the
road.
I've
sure.
had breakfast, yeah.
Not a problem.
Mm. Thanks, baby.
But then you got to sign to my label.
You have a record label?
Sure, why not?
Do you?
No, but like everyone else.
Got That's it. A good idea, you know.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Or do you know what you should do?
What?
Just have your own radio show, station, like your own station, like in a building.
Do you think?
And then you're going to just be the competitor of Radio 1. Can you believe that?
That's a great idea. Mm. Let's do that.
Yeah. You'll run it. You'll like run it.
Can I get someone else to run it? Can I oversee it?
Yeah,
I don't want to be in the office.
Yeah, a consultancy role.
Yeah. Well, we'll come on every day for 20 minutes.
Yeah, and we can travel around the world on Air India. Amazing.
Get all the shows sponsored by Air India. Flying to Dublin? Air India.
Via
New
Calcutta.
York trip? Air India.
Do you know, I never told anyone that before.
The Air India story?
Yeah.
I imagine that you'd have been picked up in a big limousine and dropped on a red carpet.
But when I landed, I was in an Escalade. Don't know what that means. Oh. I don't know about cars.
Is that like an SUV?
Yeah,
it's like a big, truck. Massive one.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney had one, I think.
Well, they're a bit unnecessary if you ask me.
So where are you based now?
I'm based in West London still.
Right.
But I'm never there. Like, I go back to America on Saturday.
And do you, where, New York?
Yes. And no, Philadelphia. We're doing Made in America. It's a festival.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's a big festival.
But normally is it New York, obviously, because it's...
Well, normally that's where the labels it's New York all based. And LA. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Never guess who's headlining? Pearl Jam.
Really?
Really?
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
I can't wait.
Proper cool.
I'm surprised you'd be a Pearl Jam fan.
Yeah, you know, I know about my music, you know.
No, I know, but I thought you'd be more kind of R&B than...
Everybody thinks that.
Well, that's because of what you do.
Don't get me wrong, I love R&B music, but I also love, you know, I love everything.
A little bit of rock?
Yeah, like in my album, there's a lot of different... songs on there for everybody.
Okay.
I was overly obsessed with No Doubt at one point.
Were you?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Like wallpapers of their faces in my bedroom.
Of the band No Doubt?
Mm-hmm.
Have you met Gwen Stefani?
Nope.
Oh, we have. Yeah,
no, you didn't!
We have.
Yeah.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, she's kind of a mate.
She had all the Harajuku girls next door.
Did
her
she?
Imagination, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Mm. Yeah, I'm seeing her for lunch later on.
Tell her I said hi.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing her.
Okay.
She doesn't know me.
Maybe not.
We should take No Doubt and Pearl Jam to your musical surprise in Kosovo.
Imagine that.
Mm.
Yeah, they could play the president's party.
The world is full of unlimits. Wait. The world
that
is
that
full.
Doesn't make sense.
The world has no limits.
That's it. The world has
limitless.
No limits.
The world is full of unlimits. I wouldn't start philosophizing now.
Imagine.
Rita. You know, the world is like an oyster on a boat.
Yep.
It's sailing through the wilderness of opportunity. What is it with you and the onesies?
And my onesies.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, it was so early.
Do you ever wear jeans?
No. Oh, that's the first time you asked me. I'm so happy you asked me that question. I hate jeans.
Do you?
You really hate jeans?
Well, I don't hate them because, do you know, it's the most common form of clothing for every human being.
By the way, you just checked whether we were wearing jeans when you said that.
Yeah, look down. Yeah.
I'm not wearing anything from the waist down.
Is that why you didn't move from that spot?
Yeah.
Mm.
He's wiggling.
I'm moving now, Rita Ora.
Oh, no.
That's too much.
I believe it. Who cares? This is my last chance. It's either that or Justin Lee Collins. Oh. I'm getting off for this week.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Are you single?
Am I?
Single.
Yes, at the moment.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're always wearing a blooming onesie.
I think that's why I'm covering up.
You gotta show a bit of skin.
No, you know, you don't have to show skin nowadays.
Yes, you do.
It's all about your person.
No, it's not. It's both.
it's both.
You know, look at me. I've got a great personality and I'm hot.
I can see that with your grey tea. I love it.
Thank you. That's grey tea, by the way, as in T-shirt, not teeth, for those people who weren't listed properly.
Yeah. Grey teeth.
Thanks very much.
Hi, girls.
I have yellow teeth. Thank
t-shirt,
you very much.
T-shirt.
Well, you should have a boy. That's what you need. You need a boy in your life.
Tell you the truth, I'm a girl. Of course I would love one, but I have no time. It'll be unfair.
Yeah, but that's perfect.
It'll be like a ghost.
No, it's perfect for him.
It'll be like invisible girlfriend.
Because you spend a few days with him, and then then you go, I've got to go to New York for a week, and he goes,
but
yeah, out
like,
with the lads. Brilliant.
But I feel like nagging. Yeah. In a relationship, I don't think every single day is like crucial. I think you should always have a bit of space.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
You're right.
You can still be together forever, but it's not like every single minute of every single day.
You can talk on the phone, send the odd email, just checking in. How you doing?
What if the other half you're with is crazy? What about that? What if they don't like you? They don't trust themselves.
Well, you shouldn't be with someone.
Yeah, you shouldn't be with a mentalist.
That's what it is.
You can't help it, you love, guys, all right?
Are you in love?
Oh, you can.
I'm not in love at the moment.
Oh, I think have you got your eye on anybody?
I don't think I've ever been in love, to tell you the truth.
Oh, really?
Not yet. I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing.
Oh, Rita Ora.
I know, sad. Me!
Rita Ora's never been in love.
Oh, God.
But you've held a boy's hand.
Yeah.
You've looked into a boy's eyes.
I looked into his eyes and I said, you. Yeah. Hey, you. Notice me, please.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit nuts.
This is maybe why you're on your own.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, I don't really have time for a relationship at the moment.
What are you writing down?
HMBDKI. I mean, it's not brilliant. HMBDKI.
What does that mean?
High maintenance, but don't know it.
What?
Do you think you could be?
No way!
You could be high maintenance.
No, not me!
Most girls are high maintenance, in my experience.
I mean, I have to sort of agree.
Okay, let me ask you some questions.
Oh,
okay. Right. This is a bit like the litmus test.
Oh.
Okay, number one, do you think you're a little bit nuts? And you have to answer honestly.
I think I'm spontaneous.
Right, okay. Do you think spontaneity equals nuttiness?
No, it equals free.
Okay.
On the 1 to 10 scale of how nuts you are, where would you say you are, roughly?
With
10 being the most nuts. Like, packed of nuts.
I would probably say about, if they were chocolate-coated, I would say about
six or seven.
Yeah, you're the human equivalent of a Snickers.
who in the room there that you arrive with today knows you the best?
Oh, tell you the truth.
Yeah.
No one.
None of them.
I don't know any of them.
That means you're nuts.
They're all crazy.
No, they're crazy.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've got a few. Actually, I'm actually filming a documentary of my life.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's it then, love. I'm afraid that's it.
Well, it's not like a documentary. Right. It's just like a diary.
Just let you know, they don't film normal people.
I know.
Normal people don't get filmed.
Connor's not normal. He does my videos.
People like the Osbournes get filmed. You know what I'm saying? Jordan gets filmed. Peter Andre gets filmed.
No.
Nice guy, but not on this planet.
I don't agree with you. There's been some good documentaries.
Will I Am's having a documentary made about him. You know what I'm talking about? Woo! People are up there.
Bob Marley's documentary was amazing.
Right.
Have you seen that?
No.
Say, that's why.
No. Well, again, he was a bit crackers.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, in a good way.
He was a genius.
Yeah, but not high maintenance. He certainly wasn't high maintenance.
No, he wasn't.
He was very chill.
He wasn't uptight, was he?
Not at all. He was very relaxed, Bob Marley.
No.
What I believe.
One of the most relaxed artists.
So can I just say something?
You sure?
By the way, my grandma has better curtains than this. Can I just add?
Okay, yeah. What I mean...
I thought that was offensive.
Because I'm not going to lie, I love my clothes. And if someone comments on my clothes, I get a bit...
Listen,
fancy dancing.
All I'm saying is, for somebody like as cool as yourself, you are very flowery.
It's good, because you know what? I wanted to bring brightness to your room.
Right.
Well, you've done that.
And you've done that.
I hope so.
Yeah. Like a pair of curtains from Caravan.
the grandma's got
the
a caravan as well.
The flyest caravan I ever did see. How about that?
But you do like a lot of flowers, so that
Thank
kind
you.
Of...
I'm not going to lie, I do wear crazy clothes.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Yesterday I wore a latex fire outfit for my album signing.
You mean like a fireman's outfit?
Yeah.
Well,
but it was not a fireman's outfit. It was just made out of latex.
What, the whole thing's like a one-piece thing?
It's a two-set. It was like a top and then a skirt, but it was made out of latex, and flames of fire were coming from the bottom.
That sounds nice.
I bet they were. Flames of fire were coming from your bottom? What, did you have a curry the night before? Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. You were literally in tight latex? That's like figure-hugging. Oh, man, I want to see those pictures.
You should get one of those outfits.
What?
You should get one of those.
I look like David from Little Britain.
You would a little bit. Imagine with David with his pants on fire.
Wow.
Oh, guys.
There must be loads of blokes out there I'd love to go out with you.
I don't know.
Of course.
I don't know any.
You wear latex rubber outfits.
Introduce me to one.
What about Dave?
Dave.
There you go. That's all the answer you need.
That's me.
I'm only joking.
What about Dominic?
No, Dominic's married.
What about Tina?
There we go. That's all I wanted.
There you go. Mm.
That's all I needed.
You're straight, though, right?
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
Oh, okay.
oh, my God. Only you can ask me those questions.
I reckon I could ask you anything
you
today
can.
And you'd answer.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a phobia of toilets?
Okay, can I just clean this up for a minute, please?
Not clean this up, clear it up.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
So basically, toilets have to start from somewhere, am I right?
How do you mean? What, in their construction?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone makes them out of porcelain.
Oh, that is a really unnecessary noise.
That's just a flush.
Yeah, so, you know, no one really knows where the toilet starts from.
Well, it starts at the toilet factory.
Yeah, but what's in the toilet factory?
Toilets.
How do you know that? Have you ever been in a toilet factory?
That's where they make them. That's where they come from.
So basically, I've had this little phobia of you just never know if something comes out of the toilet.
Well, no, stuff goes in the toilet.
But how do you know if there's something stuck in the pipe and then it just comes out?
I mean, like a monster or something.
And then bites you in the bum.
Or a spider or something.
So hang on. You think that when you sit on the toilet, something could come down the pipe and bite your bottom?
I'm thinking it's possible.
What do you think would be in the pipe?
See, I don't know, because I heard in a few countries there's spiders and stuff.
Right, yeah, and you think somehow a spider can... So you think
there's poisonous spiders that can bite your bum.
You get that. You get those funnel web spiders in Australia, which I think live in the toilet.
And my point really was, I went to the toilet once in the dark, and I missed the toilet, and that's why I mentioned a toilet.
When you say you missed it, you went to sit down on it and fell on the floor?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Don't know. Do you know why? It's because I didn't want to turn the light on because it was too early. I didn't want to hurt my eyes.
Sure.
And you hurt your bottom scent.
So you go to wee in the dark and you just go...
And then I just fell on the floor.
Ow.
It was one time.
Can I ask you a question? Were you drunk?
No.
And secondly, did you get up and sit on the toilet or did you just sit on the floor and wee?
No, I got up.
Right, I just want to make sure. Because if you're down there, you might go, well, I'm here now. Mm.
I did make a joke once to a mate. I put cling film in the toilet.
That's always
and,
a good one.
And that was it.
Mm. A male mate or a female mate?
It was a female. Oh. The rest is history. But it was a prank. I'm a bit of a prankster.
Right.
I like pranking.
Well, I can see that. Look at what you're wearing. You definitely got a good sense of humour.
Listen, at least I don't just wear a grey T-shirt.
I look good.
From Gap. Gap.
I look good.
You never get that in Baby Gap.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry about that, Mr.
No,
Picnic
you do.
Blanket.
You do look good. You look well, you look healthy, you look
Thanks.
Lively.
Thanks. I look hot, right?
That's right.
Am I your type? Would you go for someone like me?
100%.
Really? Do you have a type?
No. No, I don't, actually.
Oh, great. Mm,
but you're definitely it.
I don't have a type, but you're my type.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
This has to be the kind of funnest conversation I've had on a radio show.
You're right. We're brilliant.
This is a really fun show.
Can you
show.
Believe we're leaving?
I just don't understand. To tell you the truth, I'm very sad.
And Rita was saying to me off the air, she goes, who's this nobody that's replacing you? I've never even heard of Neil Grimshaw. That's
exactly.
What Rita said.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
she
whoa,
said,
whoa.
I think he's a dummy. I'm not mates with him. Mm. And
I don't know Alexa Chung or any of them.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I love Nick, and I love you. I think that you... You've left a legacy here, and you know I've listened to you since I was young.
How long, how many months do you think it will be before Nick gets fired off the morning show? And you don't...
Never.
You don't have to say it. You can just hold your hands up. 3 months. She's holding up three fingers. 3 months.
Whoa. No, I'm... What are you talking about? Just because you're on radio.
Why are you winking at me?
You're using your visual advantages to the fullest.
You're winking at... She's holding up... Now two fingers. She's holding up 2 months.
That's not 2 months.
Look at that. Oh, right.
Yeah, it's the wrong way around. Two months is that way.
Whoa.
I'm blinding.
Hey, so can I ask you something?
You can ask me anything you want.
What do you think life would be like, right?
Yeah.
If you didn't do radio, what do you think you would have been doing?
If I'd have never done it?
Yeah, if you, like, never started it. If you just did something else.
Oh, I'd be miserable in some boring job somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I always wanted to ask you that.
Yeah. This is all I've ever done.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was just...
It's my only jobs I've ever been in radio.
Good. That's a good answer.
Since I was like 15, 14,
really?
15. Yeah. So
wow.
I've like for 10 years.
10 years ago.
It's amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you feel a bit like a gangster?
No, they're people in movies who rob people and drive around in big back cars and have machine guns that fire custard pies. Whereas I'm kind of more get up in the morning, get in a Prius, get dropped off at work, do the show, go to the gym, go home.
Eco-friendly.
And cry myself to sleep. And then my
repeat day till bored.
Yeah, just goes around in a circle. I feel as though I've been released from my torturous pain that is my life. Apart from that, everything is great.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Oh, gosh.
Rita Ora's album, Aura, has just been released. It was released on Monday, the 27th of August, and features all her massive hit songs, I would imagine, including How We Do.
Can I just say, that edit, I'm just have to
You don't
just
like
say.
It either, do you?
No. When the sun sets, baby, on the
avenue, sounds like someone slows it down.
Do you know why? I've tried a lot to even change the title of this song to my personal favourite. I can't say it right now, it's too early.
Right.
But it's what the song was influenced by, which is B.I.G.'s classic rap song.
Sure.
You know, partying.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my personal view, but I had to change it, so, you know.
Do you know that song, by the way? Party and B.S.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the track, but it's not B.S. Mm. It's a... Hey, listen, we've only got 3 weeks left. It's Party and Book.
Well, might have less than 3 weeks.
Imagine.
Did you write this?
I wrote this with Kelly Sheen and a few other...
Is that Charlie Sheen's friend?
Yeah, sister.
Right.
No, wow. It wasn't. I don't want to start. It wasn't.
Yeah, let's say that.
I wrote it with a few girlfriends in L.A., a lot of us. We just were just in the studio and just were partying, and this came out. That's a lot of partying.
A lot of partying.
I think we beat the Guinness World Book of Records of partying in one song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you a good drunk?
I'm a...
Are you giggly and cuddly when you're drunk?
No, I just need to dance a lot.
Me too.
It's like Dominic.
I need to always move.
Yeah, me too.
Do you know what I mean?
You got so much in common.
I love to move.
Like yesterday, my mum had a few drinks. We had an album dinner at the Ivy.
Oh, you. Look at you.
I know, I think the label wanted to treat us.
Yeah, you know that all comes out of your money, though.
Yep.
You know that? You know every time they do that, it's coming out of your money.
But you know, I didn't care, because it was a moment. My album came out
finally. When they go to you, would you want to shoot your video in Hackney, or do you want to film it in Barbados for 2 weeks? That's because they want to go, and you're paying. You should be like that. I'll film it in my flat. Give me a camcorder.
Would you like to drive yourself to your gig, or would you like a nice car to your gig?
That's right.
We go to Manchester after this, and they asked me that.
Really? Do you like to drive yourself?
Things have changed in the music industry, haven't they?
Can't you pick the phone up and ring Jay-Z and go, Jay, what the crap is going on? Seriously, dude.
No, sometimes you got to put your foot down. But, you know, I've never been that type. I don't even mind getting on the train. I'll get on the train and go to Manchester.
Yeah, that won't last long. You watch. You watch that. You know how happy Rihanna was to get the tube in London? Hey, Rihanna, it's a great press opportunity. Get me on this tube!
Get on the tube now.
Where's my limousine? That's how Rihanna talks in real life. Where's my limousine? Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Hi.
No, yeah. That wasn't really good.
That was good. That was good.
No, I was really bad. I'm really bad with accents.
Is it true that you two are best friends?
We're good friends. Right. We're label mates.
Yeah.
And we work with the same people, so it's definitely more friend than whatever people are starting to create.
Have you got drunk with her and danced?
Yeah, on Ty's birthday, who's my A&R, Ty Ty. Oh, we had a good night. And, yeah, everyone just got together and we took shots and had a few drinks.
Oh. Yeah. That was on Ty Ty's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, ta-ta, Ty Ty. Very nice. Listen, I could talk to you all day, but...
it's over.
It is over. Sadly, Rita, it's over.
Don't say that.
It's too much for me. I have to move on with my life.
Well, I'm happy to be part of your goodbye few weeks.
Well, I'm pleased you came in and you have not disappointed.
I hope so. I bought you something, actually.
What? Oh,
is it the photo of you in the outfit from last night?
No, do you know what it is?
What?
I'm a big believer in that waking up and boosting your body.
You want to boost my body?
Hold on.
Is that like carjacking?
Hold on. So I bought you this.
Here I am, ready to take me. Boost me, baby.
Oh, gosh. No. Sorry. Because of your all early wake ups, and you don't have to wake up. You probably won't have to wake up.
Stop it.
I'm trying to be nice.
Sorry.
Do you know what? I'm not even going to give it to you anymore. I want it for myself.
What's this boosting? Yeah.
No, it's just basically a thing where you can sleep really comfortably you don't need to wake up anymore so early. It's a big snuggy thing.
Oh. Is it a onesie?
No.
Okay.
Because I didn't know, like, what size and what colour and all that.
Hello, duh, medium. Medium with rooms in the arms for the guns.
But the thing is, I hope it's here.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's all right, you'll see it.
Okay, well, let's hope.
I like the idea of not getting up so early, though.
Yeah.
You know, you've been getting up early a long time.
Mm. Can we go out one night wearing matching onesies?
Only if you promise to take a shot with me.
A shot?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But it has to only be past, like, 10 o'clock.
Only one shot.
Yeah, only one.
Yeah.
A sip, not even a whole one.
No, I'll do the shot, but only one. Yeah, but only if I'm not working for the next 4 days.
Four?
I'm getting old, love.
Four?
Seriously.
You look good in a flowery onesie.
One Jaeger bomb, and I'm waking up just in time for the repeat of Neighbours. I don't even know if that's on anymore. I'm waking up in 1988.
How you do?
How you do?
You actually can sing that better than me right now.
No, I'm a good singer.
I heard.
Yeah, thanks. I'm making an album. Why do people laugh when I say that? Seriously? Making an album?
Oh, I'll buy it.
You better.
I think everybody would buy it.
Well, let's hope. Mm. It's my testimonial for leaving this place. Seriously, I've got no work after this.
No.
I'm going to be sitting outside EMI with a cap next to that doofus who didn't sign you in the first place.
You're going to be sitting next to him.
Begging for money. How you do? Give me some money. Rita's album is out now. Go and get Rita Ora's album. It's called Aura. It's got How We Do on it. Has it got Hot Right Now on it, or is that DJ Fresh's? Oh, that's on the album?
That's on the album too.
Oh, great track.
It's got R.I.P.
R.I.P.
And it's got a few surprise tracks. Will.i.am's on there, J. Cole is on there, Major Lazer is on there. It's a cool little album.
Well, they sound brilliant people, whoever they are, and I hope that... I hope everyone goes and buys it. I'm going to buy it today.
Oh, thank you.
I will. I'll buy it. I'll legally pay for it and buy it and download it.
Yay!
There you go. Right, do you know what? What should we play? Oh, let's play... do you want to play that?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Let's play DJ Fresh, but not the one that you're on. I'm going to help the dude now. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Miss Rita.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you, Rita.